Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Manning calling signals in the shotgun set. Takes the snap, back to throw. Looks right, throws to the end zone, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Lawrence Timmons, and he's got a convoy down the left side, across midfield. Finally chased out of bounds by Rashad Jennings. 57-yard return.
One of Eli Manning's many interceptions at Heinz Field. Lawrence Timmons got in on the fun. He led the NFL in interceptions three times. Endless debate over the last 48 hours about Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame. We're not going to do that here and bore people to death. We're presented by Chafin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Chris Muller, Pitt All-American Doran Dickerson, Senior Bowl alum Doran Dickerson. You scored a touchdown in that game, Doran?
No, I didn't.
Lay anybody out?
On a kickoff, yeah.
Who? Some scrub?
I mean, Kirk Coleman, actually. I don't know how it just popped in my head, but I think Kirk
Ohio
Coleman,
State?
Ohio State, yeah.
Did you do the logo swap on the helmets?
Yep. I have them framed in my house.
Any good ones?
Got Oklahoma, Oregon, USC.
Was the Pit Block lettering logo a popular?
No, if you had had the script on the helmet, that would have been a different.
Like, people would have been
begging
people
you.
Took it. You know, people took the letters.
Were you the only Pitt guy down there?
Yep.
Nice.
I had to be kind of lonely.
That is what it is.
Any West Virginia guys?
No.
Penn State?
Can't remember.
Tough to do a logo swap with Penn State guys.
LeGarrette Blount was one of my good buddies, though. There.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys talk about him knocking out that fan?
No, wasn't it the actual player from...
Boise
State.
Yeah,
guy running his mouth. And
oh, yeah, it was one of the walk-ons.
Man, that is one of the most unbelievably satisfying videos of that guy chirping and then just getting absolutely snapped back.
How does LeGarrette Blount get suspended a year for punching a guy in the face, and a Kansas basketball player was ready to go pro wrestling on a guy with a chair, and it's like, all right, we'll suspend you for a few games.
You know what the best, not best, but I mean the funniest part of that was, I saw people say, it was Silvio De Sousa?
Mm-hmm.
Said he put the chair down, and it's like, no, somebody somebody walked up behind him and took it while he was mid-backswing.
Yep.
He didn't put the chair down.
Right.
Somebody put it down for him.
Eli Manning had a big retirement press conference today where tears were shed, and it was Eli's the greatest quarterback of all time. And then the Giants owner, John Mara, had this to say about Manning's memory in New York.
Eli, what more can I say? Thank you for everything you've done for the New York Giants for the last 16 years, for being such a role model for our players, for our fans, and for everything you've done in the community. We have this game ball to present to you, which attempts to list all of your accomplishments. I'm not sure we got them all in there, but you will always be the ultimate Giant. We would be honored to induct you into our Ring of Honor next season. And please know this, no Giant will ever wear number 10 again.
And you can hear the tears taking over there at the end of that sentence from Mara. Should the Steelers do the same thing with Roethlisberger? Should they retire his number 7 when his playing days are over, Dorn?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, won 2 Super Bowls, been to 3. Been a staple for the program, for their franchise for how many years. I mean, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league year in and year out, usually whenever he is there. I definitely think that deserves a lot of credit, and they should do that. They should retire his number.
Does he deserve official retirement like Joe Green, Chris, or the unofficial one that the rest of the Steelers greats get?
He doesn't deserve the official retirement. I wouldn't even retire the number. I don't
really?
I don't think the Giants made a smart move retiring Eli's number. I think that sounds, I don't know. He won 2 Super Bowls just like Ben did. He was a mediocre quarterback oftentimes outside of that. Like, I just don't like the look of it. You're the Giants. Have higher standards. If he put up Peyton Manning's career numbers, maybe. But I don't like that look. I think that should be for, like, the immortals of the immortals. And Eli's not one of them. He's a big-game player who balled out in 2 separate playoff runs. I'd say a lot of the same stuff about Ben. Got them to Super Bowl 40 and then won them Super Bowl 43. That, to me, is not grounds for retiring.
neither one of them strikes me as an all-time, all-time great.
Big Ben authored the second best era of Steelers football.
Not the best.
And he was the person most responsible for it.
You don't regard Ben as an all-time great of the Steelers?
No, like an NFL all-time great, which Joe Green is to me. Like, I would retire 43 before I would retire 7 for the Steelers, as far as, like, a singular talent.
Man, I don't know.
See, I think Ben meant more to their next wave of Super Bowl runs and championships than Troy Polamalu.
Well, that's because of the position he played. He wasn't better relative to his peers than Polamalu, though. It's Polamalu and Ed Reed in that era for safeties, and that's pretty much it. It's not Ben and everyone else. He's like a top. He's in the 5 to 10 range for the most part among quarterbacks,
but
so I wouldn't do it.
This goes back to when I brought up, you know, having defensive players over Patrick Mahomes, and you said that's ridiculous. If they have just a pedestrian quarterback and Troy Polamalu and a great defense, they don't win 2 Super Bowls. The quarterback is what put
them
over the
top. When I'm thinking about retiring jerseys, I'm thinking about overall greatness. When I'm thinking about jersey retirements, I'm thinking about the overall measure of the player's individual greatness. He was extremely important because he was a very good quarterback to them winning Super Bowls when they hadn't in the past, but he is not the kind of player who I will think about and go, man, I can't wait to tell my kid that Ben Roethlisberger applied to his trade because this is one of the all-time greats.
He's the second most influential player in Steelers history behind Joe Green.
No, he's not. Bradshaw's is right in there. And so is Franco Harris, I could argue. Who do people talk about more longingly to, like a Jack Lambert or a Ben Roethlisberger in terms of influence?
Well,
God,
I mean,
Jack Lambert's one of the most iconic players.
20 years from now.
The face of the 1970 Steelers is Joe Green.
And then it's Bradshaw.
Okay, the face of the Steelers.
Lambert.
Super Bowl 40 and 43 championships after the Super 70s is Ben Roethlisberger. So if you're going to honor the era of the 70s with Joe Green's jersey retirement, you should pick somebody from these more recent Super Bowl championships to immortalize, and that guy should be Big Ben.
Why? Maybe James Harrison instead. He had maybe the most
not
incredible transformative play.
James Harrison was
Why not Hines Ward then? He was the MVP. Ben wasn't even the MVP of either Super Bowl win. Eli was twice.
You could
was
have
he not?
Easily made the case for Ben Roethlisberger to be the Super Bowl MVP in 43, and he didn't get picked for that honor, but he could have been.
He had a pedestrian game until the final drive.
The thing that sticks out to me.
And Larry Fitzgerald had a pedestrian game until he caught a pass and took it to the
right.
House. I mean, one play can change things, Chris.
Yeah, Holmes made a great catch.
Wow.
Ben single-handedly got them to the Super Bowl whenever he tackled the Indianapolis Colts player.
Nick Harper.
Yes.
Well, no, it was Jeremy Tooman got the tackle, of
that's
course.
That's what sticks out to me, though. It's things like that. I can't agree with you, Chris, right now. I mean, Ben
so
Roethlisberger
the next Devlin Hodges comes around 5 years from now and wants to wear number 7 because he wore it in college, you're cool with that?
I didn't say official retire. I said no official retirement. I would, like, really hesitate to give out 7. It would
they
be
give
one
out
the,
Swan and Stallworth's numbers.
Well, it's tough now with wide receivers to have that many available numbers. For a long time, it was tough. Like, you had the 80s were all you had.
They haven't given out Hines' number since he left.
Now you can have guys in the teens wearing that number, too.
Okay.
It opened up 10 more numbers. It makes it easier to do that now. Back in the day, you had to probably at a point in time give out Swan's number. It was just, you were taking 2 numbers out of a thing where you probably needed 7 or 8 of them at least. So are you going to do only have those guys?
Eli Manning has meant a lot to the Giants franchise, the same way Ben Roethlisberger has meant everything.
I just thought of a nuclear take if we're talking about my own current standard, by the way, for jersey retirement. In terms of individual greatness, Antonio Brown's got the best case of anybody this side of Polamalu, but he didn't win anything.
But the jersey retirement is about what the player did for the franchise. It's not about their Hall of Fame credentials.
Where would the Steelers be since 2004 if they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger?
I don't know. Would they have had Philip Rivers instead, maybe?
I mean...
It's hard for me to say that. It really is. It's hard for
I
me
don't
to
think
say
that. I don't think that they would have been as prominent as they have been in the last 15, 16 years if they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't think they could have gone wrong with any of those 3 quarterbacks. I think they'd have 2 championships probably with any one of those 3 guys. That's not me demeaning Ben's...
I just think the Giants should not have retired Eli's number. I thought that was so
ridiculous.
How do
you figure?
Ridiculous.
He beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl twice. They've won as a franchise 4 Super Bowls. He's the only guy with multiple Super Bowl wins, and he's got 2 Super Bowl
MVPs. How many
actually?
So the official retired Steelers numbers are still just Green and Stautner, correct?
Yes.
I like the fact that the Steelers are a team that has what amounts to an impossibly high standard.
Okay,
for
and I agree with that. So they've honored the pre-Super Bowl era with Stotner. They honored the 70s Steelers with Green, and they need to honor the latest wave of Super Bowls with Ben.
It looks preposterous to give an official jersey retirement to a guy who has half as many Super Bowls as the other most accomplished quarterback in franchise history. Bradshaw's 12 should be officially retired before Ben's 7.
Well, Ben also has a much better relationship with the Steelers than Bradshaw.
That shouldn't matter.
But it does.
Well.
Why do you think Barry Bonds' number isn't retired by the Pirates? Why do you think Yamir Yager's number isn't retired by the
Pirates? Would you say that Ben
Penguins?
Has a great relationship with the Steelers,
they
though?
They keep paying him $35 million a year and bending over backwards for him. They keep Randy Fitz around.
That's a pretty one-sided relationship. That sounds like more like the Steelers do everything they can to appease Ben, who has not taken any kind of a Brady deal or said, I'll work happily with Todd
But
Haley.
You don't want him to take a Brady deal either.
No, I said I don't want him to do that. I'm just saying you're describing a one-sided relationship, not a mutually great one, necessarily.
Doran, would you like to steal this take and use it somewhere else from Chris? Do you think it's good enough to...
Wow.
No.
No.
No. I'm going to let this one go.
See, that's what I like
I'm
going to
let
do.
This one go. I'm just going
to... I like to do this. I like to give takes so bad nobody wants to steal them.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.